Your weekly dispatch from the front line of the end of the world. Under the Weather. With Ella Christensen.
Hello and welcome to Under the Weather. I'm your host, Ella Christensen. This is your climate and extreme weather news for the last week, from the 12th of November to the 18th. First up, flooding. Extreme rain has brought flooding to the following countries this past week: Trinidad and Tobago, Saudi Arabia, Wales, Kuwait, Spain, and in Georgia and South Carolina in the States. In Kuwait, the rain and wind was bad enough for the airport to suspend flights for at least a day. This is a weird extreme rain story. The Atacama Desert in Chile, the driest desert on the planet, has had three significant rainfall events in the last 4 years. This is after 500 years of almost zero rain. A new study explains how these rainfall events are actually killing the life that lives in the desert. There are these things called extremophile microbes that have evolved over millions of years to live in the Atacama. These rainfall events cause dramatic and sudden changes in water concentration, which kills the microbes. Scientists call this osmotic shock. Why not try to find a way to use osmotic shock in conversation today? In the northernmost community in America, Utqiagvik, in Alaska, the city has gone into its long winter dark period. They had their last sunrise and sunset of the year yesterday. Usually around this time of the year, the sea in this part of the world would have been frozen for weeks. Ice has only just begun to form this last week. Last year, the ocean wasn't fully frozen until December. This is just an example of how climate change impacts are so much more pronounced in the extreme high and low latitudes. Novembers are now already around 4 degrees Celsius warmer than 40 years ago. Meanwhile, in the northeast of America, a massive snowstorm has broken records as well. It snowed in the past few days longer than forecasted. This is the biggest snowstorm this early in November since 1938. Central Park received over 16 centimeters of snow. Hundreds of thousands of people across four different states lost power. In Western Australia, at least 20 fires were sparked by lightning strikes last Thursday. The resulting fires damaged large areas of agricultural land. The grain crop losses are being estimated at $3.6 million. And since there's been so much coverage of the California wildfires elsewhere, I'm just going to give an update as of yesterday. The death toll from the Camp Fire in Northern California has increased to 71, and more than 1,000 people are still unaccounted for. The fire itself is now 55% contained. The Woolsey Fire in Southern California is now 82% contained. Additionally, the research center Media Matters reported a couple days ago that the national news networks in the states mentioned the link between climate change and wildfires in less than 4% of segments about the California fires. However, local news stations have shown an increase in discussions of climate change during the fire reporting. Hopefully, this is evidence of a larger trend that people are waking up at the local level despite the larger system still trying to ignore reality. And in London yesterday, over 70 people were arrested during climate change protests, which blocked five of the city's bridges. The group leading the protests, which took place in various cities around the UK and globally, is called Extinction Rebellion. Extinction Rebellion claims that scientific data shows that the scale and impact of climate change has been ignored by governments, and that ecological catastrophe and social collapse is possible within a generation. I want to talk briefly about a recent report which provides evidence that oceans are warming at a faster rate than has been popularly accepted. The research was published in Nature, and it says that the oceans are absorbing 60% more heat than has been estimated in IPCC reports. This study says that over the past 25 years, the oceans have absorbed the energy equivalent of more than 5 billion Hiroshima-sized atomic bombs. Honestly, I don't even know how to comprehend what that means. It was also reported this last week that an iceberg three times the size of Manhattan has been officially spotted by NASA through their Ice Bridge campaign. The iceberg calved off the Pine Island Glacier in late October, but this week we got first pictures of it. Glaciers calve off icebergs as part of their natural process as ice flows out to the sea. However, the Pine Island Glacier has been calving icebergs much more frequently in recent years. Major icebergs separated from the glacier in 2013, 2015, 2017, and 2018. Prior to these dates, the Pine Island Glacier was calving major icebergs every 6 years. So yeah, that is a lot more frequent. Also, isn't the image of a glacier calving an iceberg just so strange? In climate justice news, crab fishermen in the States are suing 20 oil firms over climate change. For crab fishermen, warmer waters means toxic crabs, less crabs, and shorter fishing seasons. For many, their livelihoods have essentially disappeared. The suit against the oil companies demands the companies pay for changes that will need to be made to sustain the crab fishing industry. It's the first legal action taken by a private industry group against fossil fuels over climate change, but it's just one of a series of suits against oil companies in general. A group of children are currently trying to get their case taken to the U.S. Supreme Court. The cities of New York City and San Francisco, as well as the state of Rhode Island, are also attempting to sue fossil fuel companies for knowingly pushing the world to this point of crisis. The argument is that fossil fuel companies have known about the existence and impacts of climate change for 50 years and have not only covered up that information, but have actively created confusion and misinformation about climate change, as well as lobbied for protections of their industry. It'll be very interesting to see if any of these cases actually lead to fossil fuel companies paying up, or if we are just going to see another layer of corruption revealed if these companies are protected by the courts. And finally, here's some good climate change news. A new report has found that heat waves kill sperm. The research was looking at sperm in insects, but our DNA is not actually that different, so who knows? The research has shown that sperm in beetles dies during heat waves. The point of this research was to attempt to understand why climate change has decimated insect populations globally. Perhaps male infertility as a result of warming temperatures might help to explain it. Just a quick recap. Insect populations have been dropping at an alarming rate in recent years. A report from Germany this year looked into nature reserves, where nature is supposed to be protected, and found that insect numbers have dropped by about 75%. All right, that wraps it up for this week. Thanks for listening, and stay cool out there.
Whoa, yikes.
Under the Weather with Ella Christensen.